Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, my first guest today, well, he's one of the biggest breakthrough comedy acts of the past few years. Mullingar man Conor Moore made his name by finding the fun in some of sport's biggest names, especially from the worlds of golf, soccer and the GAA. And 2021 is already turning out to be a bumper year. The Conor Moore Show has just begun its second season on Golf Pass, and Conor still found the time to open a bar in New York City of all places. And Conor Moore is with me now. Morning to you, Conor.
Good morning, Miriam. Thanks a million for having me.
Delighted to have you. I can't believe it's over 4 years since you and I first met. It's been a roller coaster for you since.
Some say it was the making of me. That day, I actually walked in here. It was funny, I came over to meet Joe Brawley. I'd only started in Joe.ie. Nobody had a clue who I was. And I rang up Joe Brawley and I was like, I got his number off Colin Parkinson. And I said, Joe, how's it going? I'm Conor Moore. I do these impersonations of you and blah, blah, blah. I was wondering, can I get an interview with you? And he goes, who are you with? You know, and I was like, I'm with Joe.ie. Oh, the internet lads. And I was like, yeah. And he says, can I do an interview with you? Are you Rory Stories? Tierney Talks. And he just went through it. I was like, no. And then he said to me, he goes, I'll tell you what, Conor, what I'll do is next time I'm in Dublin, I'll come down and I'll do an interview with you. And I said to him, I was like, you know what, I can go up to you. He says, no, I'll call you. When I put the phone in, I was like, I'm never going to hear from him again. And 2 days later, he goes, hey, pal, I'm doing Sunday with Miriam this Sunday. So if you want to meet me, come over to RTE. So literally, and I remember people always ask me about the people that I've met, like we kind of starstruck. First time I met Brawley, I was like, oh my God, there's Joe Brawley. I was like, and then when we met that day, you took the video, put it up online. And it was probably the first kind of viral video I had in Ireland where you put it up with me doing Brawley. And Brawley said, that is a terrible North Donegal accent. That is. But since then, he's actually become such a great friend. Like he's I have to say, he's given me the advice he gave me that day was, you know, don't be afraid to get yourself into trouble, you know, and always enjoy yourself.
No better man.
That's aged well.
He's great. And of course, what about that other great GA pundit this time on the hurling side, Ciara Loughnane?
Oh, Loughnane. I remember when I met him, like I started doing him. I actually did I only told this story to someone yesterday. I was out in Loch Ool in Mullingar and I did a video and I did Kieran McGeaney throwing Joe Brawley off the diving board out in Loch Ool. And two of the Curleys were there, two teammates of mine, Micheál and Kieran Curley, and they were like, have you done Ciara Loughnane? This fella's like gas. And like, I always knew he was gas anyway. So I went home, started practicing him.
Absolutely, that's right. Ciara Loughnane, the greatest clayman that's ever lived. You know what I mean?
But when I met him down in Ennis, I was doing him for... Now, I kind of made Ciara Loughnane. I turned him into Hugh Hefner. It's not even Ciara Loughnane, like, you know what I mean? It's just this character I made. And everyone loved it. And without his character, I don't think I would have had the success in other areas because that, like, was such a benefit to me doing that for, 2 years. But I met him down in Ennis and I sat down beside him and he looked at me and he goes, hey, you're making some clown of me, aren't you? Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I hope you don't mind. Mind. I hope you make millions.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
Oh, he was deadly, yeah. He was class.
Now, listen, when you walked in, we were talking about, you were just doing a thing with Jose Mourinho as well the other day, weren't you?
Yeah, Wednesday, I did an ad with Jose. It was very funny. He came in and sat down. I was just chatting away to him and we started talking. He says, and he asked me the question, everyone, so how did you start? And I was like, oh, I started doing like Gaelic football stuff. Gaelic football is this game. He goes, I know, I've seen it. I've seen the Gaelic football, you know, with the kind of soccer ball. And then the other one is with the paddles. I was like, the what? The paddles. With the hurls. I was like, there's no water, Jose. Whatever. But he was brilliant. Yeah, doing an ad with him there the other day. And it should be out now, I think, in the middle of May. But yeah, class.
You've also just started a new season of your show on Golf Pass. But I suppose in previous years, you started out in a fancy studio in the US. This time you're making it from your own home.
Well, originally I was supposed to do it in a fancy studio last year when I walked up, it was like last March, went into the Golf Channel, walked into this studio and they kind of surprised me with it. Like, so when I walked in, I see like the Conor Moore Show on the walls and stuff and there was like the director and the producer and there was a team of people and I was like blown away.
Which is great.
Oh yeah. And then COVID happened. Mm. So it kind of turned, it went from like the Ellen Show to making hostage videos in my apartment with the camera because I had to do it all on my own. But the only thing is when I started out, I remember when I started making sketches, I bought a green screen. I saved up, bought a green screen and bought a camera. And you can just go onto YouTube and find out all this stuff, how to do stuff. Like even to this day, I just YouTube most. If I'm making a video, I need to do something, I'll YouTube. But I bought a green screen and a camera and learned how to make videos. And literally 4 years later, I had to use pretty much those skills like to put the show together for the Golf Channel. So thankfully I knew how to do it.
And I read somewhere when I was reading about you last night that the Golf Channel, they invested $1 million in you. They trust in you. They believe in you, Conor.
rumours of my financial rise are greatly exaggerated.
Why golfers? I'm not saying God for any golfers listening. Just sometimes people think golfers could be a little bit dull. So why did you decide to impersonate golfers?
People said that to me when I went to do it. That was actually said to me by a few people. Like, are you sure you want to do golfers? But I'm a member of Mullingar Golf Club. And my dad was the captain down there and stuff. And like, I've spent like plenty of nights down there. And people, like, they have this impression, oh, well, golf people, they're great crack, like, they love a bit of crack. And I kind of felt if I just did what I was doing in soccer and in GA into golf. Now, in my head, I was thinking, oh, this could be big, like, and I was thinking, you know, I'll get some gigs around Ireland and golf clubs. I did not think it was actually going to land me a job in America. But, when I did it, I used the same format as I used in GA and in soccer, and it resonated, like, well over there, you know. They'd never seen it before. No one had ever impersonated Tiger Woods. Which was strange, because there's impersonators all over America to do all the sports stars, and the one guy they didn't do was Tiger Woods, and I had no idea why.
Was he hard to do? Is he hard to do?
He was hard. I remember when I did it, and I was working away there for about 4 months, because I was going to put it out the week of the Masters, and I made the decision around Christmas time to do it. So I was working on about 12 people, but it was very European-centred, and with Tiger then, I couldn't really get him, and I gave up on him, and about 5 days out from the thing, which just goes to show you as well, if you put your mind to something, about 5 days out, gave up, and I told my older brother in America, I was like, I'm not going to do Tiger. I was like, I can't get him. He's like, I'm telling you now, stop doing all the other ones right now and accept them the way they are. And I would, if I were you, from Tuesday all the way till Sunday night, I would just do Tiger Woods for the next couple of days and see what happens. And I did that, and I know on like Friday, the conditions are really, really tough out there. I kind of was like, oh, like, I think I hear him there, you know. And then I used the few lines that I could do, put him in. And he obviously doing him was the big one on the video, like, you know, obviously landed me the ad then a few months later.
Did he like it himself?
I loved it. As I walked in, like, the best part of my job is actually bringing friends or family or stuff to like meet these kind of people. So when I was doing the ad with Tiger, I brought my brother and my cousin. And so when I walked in straight away, like, I didn't know what to kind of, I felt weird calling him Tiger even. It's like, you know, because it's like, is it his nickname or what? Like, I was like, oh, how are you, Tiger? What's the crack? He's like, oh, hey. And then he's like, do me. And I was like, well, you know, I thought I played well. And the conditions are really, really tough out there. He's like, God, man, you sound just like me. And I went in to get changed. And as I was inside, I was listening. My brother and my cousin were talking to him. And he asked that question I always get asked. So how did Connor start? And it all started when I was playing a match, Mullingar Shamrocks were playing a match. And there was a row. They were playing against the Downs, rowing in a match, and it was pictures in the paper of it. And I did a sketch on that. But, like, if you could hear my cousin and brother explaining this to Tiger, they were like, so there was a row in a match. Our club is Mullingar Shamrocks. We're playing the Downs. We were getting bet, you know what I mean? It was getting a bit heated. There's always a few scuffles in these games. He's like, oh, really? Really? So the boys gave him the lowdown on the Westmeath Senior Football Championship.
Mullingar Shamrocks became famous. Yeah. There's a nice story about Jack Nicklaus, isn't there?
Yeah. I was doing a gig one night for the commissioner of the PGA Tour. I was invited over to his house to do a gig, and he said, oh, Jack's going to be here. So when I was going up on stage, he'd give me this big intro, and he'd made sure Jack stood right at the top. So Jack was kind of standing there, and I was about halfway through the gig, and it was going really good, except I kind of felt Jack was kind of just nodding along, kind of, like, he wasn't that, like, mad into it, I was thinking. So I was like, well, I slag him off here or what, you know what I mean? But in America, it's a bit different. You can go to a GAA club and slag everybody off and everyone loves it. I find in America, it's not as much like that. It's more about, like, jokes and stuff. So I just don't know what. I said to myself, I'm just going to slag him off. And I think I was doing Poulter or something. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, well, it's nice to be here. What an honour. I mean, Jack Nicklaus, he's the greatest player of all time. You know, believe me, go over and ask him. He'll tell you himself. And, like, it only lasted about a split second. But I remember, like, my heart just kind of went up into my throat. I was like, oh, if he doesn't laugh here, like, I am. And everybody, instead of laughing, everybody looked to him. He laughed. Everybody laughed. And the gig ended up being great. And after I was talking to him, and I says, my dad is a massive, massive fan of you, whatever. And he was like, oh, what's your dad's name? I was like, Tom. And a few days later, his manager contacted me and was like, what's your address? And I was living in New York for a few months. And he sent me up a picture then with Jack, me and Jack, a picture that was taken on the night. And it says, to Tom, thanks for all your support, Jack Nicklaus. And then a few months later, I've done a few gigs with Jack since then. So he asked me to do a gig in his golf club one night. And I was like, oh, sure. So then I was talking to his manager and says, can I bring my dad to this?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll set him a plate somewhere. And we were in the hotel room and we were getting ready to go over to the Bears Club. And his manager called me up and was like, oh, Connor, look, I'm sorry, but we got to move your dad or whatever. I was like, oh, he doesn't, once he's in the room, he doesn't care. And then I was like, listen, you could put him sitting in looking in the window. He'll be happy. And he goes, yeah, yeah. Will he mind now getting moved? I'm like, no, no, I don't think. No, he won't. And he was like, yeah, we're going to put him there beside Jack and Barbara.
Oh.
So when we got there then, we sat with Jack and Barbara for the night. I did the gig. Like, I was just one of the best nights, like, you could get.
I loved your Paddy's Day video. Tommy, just Tommy Tiernan.
You know, it's a real pleasure talking to you. You know, Miriam, it really is, you know. And the show, last episode, I think, was last night, you know. And but firstly, I just want to say a big happy birthday to Michael D. Higgins, you know, great friend of mine. Beautiful, beautiful man. And I think we have a few messages here for him. I'll take it away.
How's it going, folks? Martin King here. Oh, hey. With the birthday messages. I have a few messages for Michael D. Higgins there from Phoenix Park. Right. First up, Micheál Martin. Firstly, can I just say a very, very, very big happy birthday to our president, Michael D. Higgins, a great man. He was actually a Fianna Fáil man, would you believe? Firstly, he joined the party in 1966 when he was in Cork. He was a proud member of our party for, I think, 4 or 5 hours. Then he left. Then he left and then he went to the Labour Party. So happy birthday, Michael D. Next up, we've got Senator David Norris.
Massive congratulations to Michael D. Higgins on reaching his 80th year. What a wonderful man. A politician, a poet. A present for all the people. Happy birthday, Michael D.
All right, next up, Matthew McConaughey.
All right, I just want to say to Michael D. Higgins a big, big happy birthday, or as they say in the old country, La Breja Sonny Ditch, or something like that. All right, all right, all right. Cart galore.
And I'll finish it off now with a little poem from Michael D. himself.
Miriam, thanks very much for having me on here this morning. It's a real honour. I wrote a poem about myself. It's short and sweet. That's the name of it, short and sweet. It's about myself. Today, may I say, is my 80th birthday. 80 candles, what a fire. I will douse them out with my heart's desire. Counting up the decades, I can't believe I've gotten to 8. Miriam, I know what you're thinking. God, doesn't he look great? 50 years of serving the public, and now I'm President of the Irish Republic. I will do my best to be cheerful and hearty, but I am a little bit upset. I'm not allowed to have a birthday party. Thank you. Thank you.
Conor Moore, you just raised everyone's spirits. And the Conor Moore Show broadcasts internationally on Golf Pass, and you can follow you on Twitter, of course, at Conor Sketches. You deserve all the success you've had and will have, Conor.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks so much. Thanks, all goes back to Joe Brawley.
Absolutely. Joe Brawley. Conor Moore, you can forget about him as far as he's a man.